on the cover here, like, you probably...
We're not live tonight, are we?
No.
Okay.
But Johnny was expecting you at some point.
That's what it was. Okay. Sorry.
Leave it open. Leave it open.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Come in. Come in.
First question from Sean Anderson. Dear Drew, what would it take for the Houston Texans to win a Super Bowl in 2017? Well, DJ Amazing, it would take quite a bit, but mainly it starts at the quarterback position. If Brock Osweiler can distribute the ball, move the offense like we think and we hope he can, Texans definitely in good position to do some great things, because you think the defense is going to do what it did last year. Cole Kennedy, dear Drew, why do you have such a fat face? Christopher Nathan Farmer. Dear Drew, I've not heard much about Jalen Strong. How's he progressing? Well, if you listen to Bill O'Brien earlier this week, Jalen Strong's progressing really, really well. This time versus a year ago, he's dropped some weight. He has better command of the offense, the routes he needs to run. He's looking like he's going to contribute, and he's definitely one of the guys I want to watch and will keep an eye on this season, because I think really good things are going to happen. We saw flashes of brilliance last year. I can't wait to see how Jalen's progressing. And I like your question there, Christopher Nathan Farmer, so much that you get scratch offs. So email right here. Say, hey, I'm Christopher Nathan Farmer, and I got scratch offs coming my way, please. Did that all without breathing. Jorge Vasquez Cid. Dear Drew, Somos Texans Hermanos, and we want to ask, what is your prediction for the record next season? I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to go 10-6. Huh? That's an improvement over last year. Nothing wild, but 10-6. That's what I'm going to say. Rick Carr, a.k.a. The Ricker. Dear Drew, who do you think will be the starting tight end? I believe it'll be Ryan Griffin. I think you're going to see a lot of C.J. Fedorowicz, but right now I think it's Griffin. He had more receptions last year. Keep an eye on some of the undrafted free agents like Steven Anderson from Cal. Look for a guy who's been in this on the team but been on IR or on the practice squad, Anthony Denham. But starter, Ryan Griffin, I believe. Eric Campos, dear Drew, how do you think Jadeveon Clowney will do this season now that he's fully healthy? I think he'll do really well. I can't wait to see what Clowney does this season. He is on the cusp. When you watched him in games last year, you saw the impact he had on games. You saw what opposing offenses had to do to compensate for him and block him. And he still was able to make some plays. I think that's only going to increase. It's only going to multiply this year. Big things coming from Clowney. Oh, man. My fat face sure got some good laughs out this week. Can't wait to do it again next.